Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are now up and running. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2. We are up and running. Try yours.
Up and running. Up and running.
We just did a phone in to Florida to Paul and Young Ron's radio show. And I think Bonnie burned my bridge.
Why?
Because you were very aggressive.
I wasn't aggressive. I wasn't.
He just wrote back, awesome.
Oh.
He just texted back, awesome.
Oh, okay.
What is that? I text him. I go, sorry. I text, thanks, sorry about Bonnie. She's a firecracker. Oh. He wrote back, awesome. Does that mean it was a good interview?
I guess. I mean.
What does that mean? Awesome. Awesome is positive. It's
it
not
has
negative.
To be. I mean, you know, isn't that what they want? A little fireworks in the morning?
I mean, they know what they want, what the audience wants, for you to talk up a little and not be so dead. Okay?
Oh, my God.
What?
You're pushing me too hard. You're like my stage mom. I can't do it anymore.
I'm not pushing you that
yes,
hard.
Yes, you are. You're like, do this, do that, do this, do that. Go here, go there. I did Red Eye last night, and they didn't promote the movie on my appearance, and you were yelling at me in the car on the way home. It's like, what was I supposed to do?
I wasn't in the car.
No, on the phone. I was on the phone.
I, myself, wasn't yelling at you. I was just wondering why they wouldn't plug. You're going on Red Eye for free.
Yes.
Which everybody does because it's a news show.
Right. But it's so fun to do.
Yeah, it's very fun. They're all great.
Especially
there.
Especially when Greg was the host. I was so excited.
Yeah, they're all great there. But you go on to plug
right.
whatever you're plugging.
Yeah.
And you told them.
Always do.
Do you tell them maybe they didn't hear you because maybe you spoke that low like you're doing right now?
I'm not speaking low. I just have a sore throat.
From what?
But doing a lot of talking. You got me doing interviews and podcasts and, like, you know.
We got to start doing some New York podcasts. Who do you think we should try to do in New York? We got to get some people.
I don't know.
Well, Paul Mercurio says he has 150,000 listeners a week.
You don't believe him.
I am 100% sure he doesn't have 150,000 listeners a week.
No.
Okay. Do you know those numbers in podcast world would be astronomical?
Oh.
Okay. And this is nothing against Paul Mercurio. I've never even heard his podcast. He might have the best podcast on the planet. I know he had Paul McCartney as
guest. Oh, wow. See?
He had Paul McCartney as a guest.
He
had some big names as guests. But
how did he get Paul McCartney? That's weird.
How does
Paul McCartney know to do a podcast? It's so bizarre.
I don't know. I guess Paul might work at some, maybe he does warm up at a show that Paul McCartney was on. This is maybe. And then he snagged him somehow. He tricked him. I mean, for Paul Mercurio to get Paul McCartney, there has to be a trick involved. Because Paul McCartney is not coming to New York going, okay.
You don't just tweet at him, hey.
You know, hey, I'm
gonna come over and do my podcast.
Well, Paul McCartney's going, I got Letterman, Stewart, Good Morning America.
You mean Stewart?
Yeah, John Stewart.
Oh.
Letterman, Stewart, Good Morning America, and he's probably asking his publicist, somehow squeeze in Mercurio. I have to do the Mercurio podcast.
I don't care how you make this work. I am doing that Mercurio podcast.
So.
But like even like Mercurio, like that's ballsy to be like, hey, thanks. Let me just make sure the levels are good here. And let's get started. Like, it's like.
Well, Mercurio said he's on a network out of L.A. that. I don't know what podcast network it is that Phil, what's his name, Phil Hendry or Hendrix? You know the radio personality?
Yeah, Phil Hendry.
Is it Hendry?
Pretty sure.
Who's brilliant.
Does all the voices.
Himself. He does like the callers, voices.
He's the least brilliant when he's himself.
Yeah, when he's doing, like, I watched his, when we did the podcast festival, he was on. Yeah, on one of the.
I didn't see him. Where was I? Was that with Lynn?
I don't know. I went and watched him. And he does, like, all these different characters.
How is he doing it? Because he does the calls, but they sound like they're calls. But, like, different mics? Does he use different mics?
I don't know. I've never been in a studio.
How does he make it sound like his voice is coming through a phone call?
I don't know.
He does it through a phone?
I don't know. I've never been in a studio.
But I thought you were watching him do it.
He just did it through one mic at the podcast.
Oh, he wasn't doing it.
Yeah, he was doing different voices and stuff. He was doing, you know, people knew some of the callers, the famous callers, like from the audience. They would yell out, do Martha from Kentucky or something.
Oh.
And he would do Martha from Kentucky. So Mercurio is on that network, whatever network Phil.
Because sometimes he would be the host of the show.
Uh-huh.
He would be the crazy guest and.
Callers.
The caller, and he would interrupt himself. Sometimes the caller and the guest would get into a fight and he would have to interrupt him. But it's amazing. How did he do it?
He can do it. He's got to have like 15 personalities.
It's crazy. And it was so funny sometimes doing those. He'd always set up such a good thing. Like one time he like pretended he was this guy that left the door open at the bank and the bank got robbed. And he was like, the guy was like, I shouldn't have gotten fired. I made a mistake. I left the door open, but that's a mistake anyone can make. So I shouldn't have gotten fired. And people were calling in, like real callers, just being like, are you an idiot?
But that was him as the caller.
No, he wasn't always the caller. He would get the call started, but real people, that was the whole, you know, was the best part was when real people would call in and have fights.
But how do you know those were real people? That could have been him.
No, it wasn't. I mean, you could tell the difference. There was real people that called in that would be mad at the guy. They were just too real. You could tell. But those were the best ones because they didn't know it was Phil doing everything.
So anyhow.
And sometimes he would have a caller on and someone would be interrupting him like a mother or a kid. And he would be playing that part too. Like you could hear it kind of like in the distance. Like, and then he'd be like, leave me alone, Mom. I'm on the phone. Stuff.
We are now, our podcast is dedicated to plugging Phil Hendrix. Hendry or Hendrix? Who's calling? You're not going to be able to hear her. Go ahead, see if you could hear her. Put her on speaker.
Okay, Tammy.
Tammy Pascatelli. Good morning.
You're on our podcast.
Can you hear?
Sorry. Oh, she can't. We can't hear you very well. But
we'll try it again.
We're doing our podcast.
Say something.
Oh,
she just hung up on. There you go.
She really didn't.
Tammy Pascatelli hanging up on Bonnie McFarlane.
Maybe she'll.
They're good friends. They were enemies on Last Comic Standing, and now they're great friends.
Well, can I? Oh, here she's calling
back. Oh, she's calling back. Hold on.
You want to clarify about the Last Comic Standing?
Oh.
I will.
No, we don't have to.
But is it?
Hold on.
Tammy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I called you back to apologize for bothering you the first time.
No.
That's okay. We wanted to, you know, we look for any opportunity to have a guest on our podcast.
As we sit in our dining room, like most podcasts, okay, we got to tell you this. Can you hear me too right now?
I can.
Okay, most podcasts have like you can call in a call-in line or, you know, they're all set up in studios. We're in our dining room, okay, and we just, when we take a call, we put them on speaker.
yeah, I sometimes I call it the kitchen, and he corrects me.
Okay, no one can understand you. But listen, do you know the comedian Paul Mercurio?
I do.
Okay, do you know the podcast world a little? In you know, kind of, or have you done a lot of podcasts or
she knows listen? She knows her shit.
Well, a lot of
she
people,
knows her shit.
Well, I talked to Paul the other night. Did you just hang up on her?
No, she's here.
I'm here.
I talked to Paul the other night about podcasts, and he said his podcast weekly gets 150,000 listeners. And I go, you're fucking delusional. There is no possible way that his podcast could get 150,000 listeners in 1 week. That's what the top podcasts do. And that's what we're discussing right now, the delusion of Paul Mercurio.
Don't you think most comics are a bit delusional anyway, though?
Most comics are delusional,
yes.
I would say.
Not when it comes to podcasts. I don't lie about how many listeners. We have 12. We have 12 listeners on our.
Yeah, so, well, this is, I do have a theory about comedians talking to other comedians, which is, I don't care if you tell your mom you have 150,000 downloads a week or your
listeners,
you know,
downloads,
whatever, you know, lie to the public if you want, but we're in the same business.
Yeah.
Like, why would you lie to someone who knows your business that well? Like, you know, one time, like. Stand-up showdown, where it was a contest of all the comedians.
I was number one in
it.
For one time, wait, real quick, I got to number one because all the fans found a way to.
Because Opie and Anthony crashed the site somehow.
Crashed the site, and all of a sudden, I was number one, and they go, no, this is not working. Someone's cheating, and they
knocked. Took away, I was, like. A well-known comic, I'm going to just repeat some of the stuff you say because it's hard to understand.
Why don't you listen to her on the phone and repeat it?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
He's married to a woman who wants to be a pop star?
Yes, and she tells everybody that she wants to be a pop star, and she not only that she wants to be a pop star, but she tells everyone that she has the number one album and it's in the dance pop thing. Now, Lady Gaga, it's not Lady Gaga, it's not, you know, Rihanna, it's some random chick that has a nice voice who could be a lounge singer, but you know how she has it? Because she's a multi-bazillionaire.
Oh.
But wait, I know. I heard this story about the comic whose wife is a pop singer. And you said it's a famous comic, right?
Yes.
He's got fuck you money to just say, hey, I've had nothing better to do than to make sure she doesn't work.
Well, you can't hurt my career any more than it's been hurt. No, I won't mention the comic's name, but we'd be plugging his wife's music career.
People would go check it out on YouTube or whatever.
I mean, we're helping Paul Mercurio get to 151,000 listeners a week. That jackass. Anyhow, that's what I'm going to look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like
he's got less than 10,000 Twitter followers.
Okay, so how many Twitter followers does he have right there?
9,000.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's got, well, I would take those rabid fans if that's the case, if he's just got rabid fans.
Well, listen, if he had 150,000 downloads a week, which I'm not being petty. I don't care if he does or doesn't. I'm just talking about the delusion.
Just don't lie. Don't lie about it.
Okay.
If he does, you should turn your podcast into his.
We should just, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I think we might get 10,000 downloads a week. Some people get 25.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a really high number.
That's a good number for us. No, I don't even think that's a good number. Like, I mean, other people are getting 25, 50,000, you know, but we might get 10, I think, on a good week. You know, if we have whatever, sometimes we do more, sometimes less, but I guarantee you, and I'll bet my marriage that we've never got 100.
Oh, brother. I know. I hope this is wrong.
All right, it's too staticky.
Yeah. Okay. Tammy, you're going to the Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta. You'll be there all weekend.
Yeah, you know what's great about this? I didn't call him to do a podcast.
We're
really friends. I called to tell you guys I watched the movie last night and how great it was.
Oh, thanks. Oh, thank
you.
That's nice.
Thank you. I hope you didn't have more than one other person watching it with you, because that costs us money. Like, we want people. You didn't have like 20 people
over. I hope you and your husband watched it in separate rooms with separate downloads.
I did. You know
what's funny
about that? I did make him download it, and I made my
parents
download it, but he watched it with me.
Oh.
And he said the whole time, he goes, why didn't they interview me?
Right. Well, that is true. We should interview Tammy for
well,
sure.
Well, because, you know, it was convenient. We'd be in L.A. with cameras, and luckily we'd get this person or that person. There wasn't too many planned, you know, oh, guess, you know. We just fell into a lot of. Anyhow, listen, in Atlanta.
You know, I'm not asking that. I didn't care what. Be honest with you, I'm too old to be on Talking Head shows anymore. Every time I think I look good, I see myself on one of those things, you know, like you get it, you think, oh, I'm pretty. And I get so focused on the lines on my neck.
She's funny.
I have the same thing. The neck, the goddamn neck.
You look so beautiful. You have to be really happy with that.
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun. Thank you, Tammy. And also, what is your special on Netflix called? Bring the Funny.
Finding the Funny.
Because people are going to want to see what your neck looks like.
Hey, so Tammy, also, too, when you get to the punchline, hey, tell Jamie, Rich Voss told him to go fuck himself. And I'll be at the end. Oh,
so don't bring up Rich's name at all.
I'll be at the Improv in Atlanta, but he can go fuck himself. I hate club owners that see you go call me. Don't fucking tell me to call you if you're not gonna get give me work. They go call me. We'll put, then you call and they never get back to you. Look, I didn't ask you to ask me to call. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, listen.
But have fun. But you have fun.
But you'll love the club. It's a great club. You're gonna have a great time there.
I'll talk to you. I'll call you later, Tammy.
You're gonna have a good time. Thank you.
Well, bye, you guys. Enjoy the dining room.
Maybe
when the podcast gets really big, you can move into the kitchen.
Maybe.
Okay.
Bye.
I don't think...
I would have talked to her longer, but it's too hard to hear.
I don't think anybody understood one word she said. Let's go over what she said.
She's saying that if you have however many Twitter followers, that's probably a kind of a good indication of how many downloads you're going to get.
Yeah.
There's some correlation there.
Yeah.
And
I'm not attacking Paul, for him being delusional.
Right.
You know,
in a way you are. You're publicly...
Do you think that's attacking him or just saying...
Well, I don't know, attack is a strong word, but you're publicly saying he's delusional. You're publicly saying he was lying. You keep saying, I'm not attacking him, but maybe you're not attacking him, but you're certainly...
I did say he
calling
did.
Attention to an error, let's
I
say,
did
that he
say,
made.
I did say he did get Paul McCartney. He's had some big athletes. He gets some big guests
on
his show.
Yes, okay. Now, maybe he'll get more. We don't even know what the name of his show is.
But. It's called Delusional.
Paul Mercurio.
And this is just, And I did hear about that comic. I wish I could remember who it was, whose wife's a pop singer.
Oh, yeah. What the hell? Okay, so she said that there's a guy, comedian. This is the clues. He's got fuck you money. He's really rich. I mean, how many could there be?
That has fuck you money?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that she says she's got the number one dance album, but people think he just paid for...
I doubt he would do that.
That seems like much. You wouldn't even have that
money. He wouldn't do that because, because if she says she has a number one, then she probably has it. I don't think he would
You know how people like break things down?
Yeah,
like,
maybe in the age group between 21 and 21 and 2 months or something. And
she's got the number one album in upper left quadrant of the Northeast Corridor or something. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about, but stop looking at me. You know what I'm trying to say?
We had our documentary was number one on iTunes. That doesn't mean at one time. In Doc, it was number one. It doesn't mean 100,000 people are buying. That means maybe 20 people, 10 people bought it.
No, more than that.
At that time, when it went to number one. It's weird how it goes.
We don't know how really it works.
We don't know.
Not sure of the algorithms there.
All I know is we've been promoting the shit out of it.
Yeah, I'm tired of promoting it.
I'm trying to get on.
Just go watch it, and then I won't talk about it anymore.
I'm going to try to get on Mercurio's podcast.
Yeah, I mean,
to
you
promote
should.
It, he's got 150. I asked the other night at the show. I go,
he doesn't really like you. Is that fair?
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't.
I see his face when you're around.
Yeah,
because you will publicly denounce whatever he's about to say.
And but he like his trash, and like he tries to trash, but he. I'm neutral. I have nothing for or against him at all.
You say that again. You won't say the comedian's name, the pop star, whatever.
I don't know who it is. I really don't. I know.
There's
heard
certain
the story.
People though. You wouldn't say something negative about. You'd be like, well, this person says they have 150 downloads, but Paul Mercurio, you're like. Paul Mercurio.
No.
So clearly,
I don't remember. I did hear the story about.
No. Listen to me, though.
Yeah.
Just hear me out. So you don't care about Paul Mercurio or the backlash that this might bring you. Whereas, if it was, you know, he's someone that you like or you know, cared about more, you wouldn't say that their name. Do you see what I'm saying? So you keep saying, like, I have nothing against him.
No,
clearly,
you
clearly
know,
do. It's
you don't
obvious
I don't
to everyone
Bobby
listening.
I don't care Bobby Kelly or Norton or people I like.
Yeah, but not, this is, it would be one thing if you actually were trashing him, but you keep saying you're not. You're like, the guy
I never
is
said
whatever.
I loved him.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and I mean, he's got big arms.
You must know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure.
You got 141 IQ. You must in some way know what I'm talking about. You don't have to argue every single thing. I'm trying to make a statement. You know, you keep saying, I'm not trying to trash the guy, but you really are. You're being passive aggressive about it.
No, I'm not trash. I'm just saying.
It is trashing him.
No, it isn't.
You called him delusional 15 times.
Did I once say he or his podcasts were bad? No, that would be trashing. I didn't once
say. Did you call him delusional?
Yes.
Is that a positive?
No, that's some.
What
people,
is that? What kind of characterization is that?
Delusional. Yeah. Someone.
Is that a
who,
trashing?
No, it's not a trashing.
It's not. Okay, I didn't know.
I never said anything.
What if you said he had erectile dysfunction? Is that a trashing?
I have that. That's not a trashing. That would be true. If that's true, if someone had a limp, you go, he has a limp. That doesn't mean you're trashing him.
I'm just trying to find out, Rich, where the trashing, where we go.
Where?
How, like, you know, I don't understand how you can't see where I'm going with something.
But,
you
listen
to me. I have it. I have it.
No. Someone,
nobody's trying to point a finger at you. I'm trying to figure
someone,
I have it.
Somebody. Can correct me. Someone might be able to send me numbers and go,
I have it.
Paul has 150,000 downloads a week. Okay.
Do not understand what I'm trying to say.
I'm only questioning that number.
No, you're not. You're not questioning it. Because if you're questioning, like, oh, wow, I wonder if he really does have 150,000. That's a lot. So it's interesting. I wonder how he does it. I mean, he did have Paul McCartney on, so no, you weren't. You're like, he's delusional.
No,
I'm not trashing the guy, but he's delusional.
Okay. First of all, I didn't say anything negative.
Delusional is a highly negative label to put on someone. Sure it is. Of course it is.
No, sometimes people are
just
delusional.
Just because you say it about your wife every day
delusional is not a character defect. That's something.
Oh my God! How will we squirm our way through this?
I'm not squirming. Delusional. People are delusional. It doesn't make them good or bad people. They're delusional.
That's like saying he's a leper. That doesn't make him a good or bad person. But you're
no, a leper is a disease. I'm not saying he has a disease.
I think you're still saying something negative about somebody.
No, delusional is not negative.
Oh, okay. Let me try to figure out a word that's gonna. A narcissist. What if you said he's a narcissist? I'm not saying he's negative. I'm not trying to be negative about the guy. I'm just saying he's a narcissist. A narcissist. That's generally associated. That's not something most people would want to be called, right? Same as delusional. You wouldn't want to be called that.
They call me a narcissist all the time. It doesn't bother me. You
Rich,
call me that.
Stop. You're smarter than this. I can't have a conversation.
Me.
It's like you're just a brick wall. You won't give at all. It's like
you
I can't.
You
want
to do stand up in front of me? Get it? I'm a brick wall. Okay, let's move on.
Just admit so I can that calling someone delusional is not a nice thing to do.
It's not mean.
Oh, God! Take it!
Don't!
Take it!
What? It's not mean.
It is!
It's just, if someone's delusional. Look, when how many comics come off stage and think they had a great set? They're delusional. And
Oh, yeah, so that's a positive? Hey, man, you're delusional. You're going to make it. Good for you. Good for you. I see a lot of people come through here that are not delusional, and they never go anywhere. But you, pal, with your delusions, you're fantastic.
I'm here plugging this podcast, saying...
You don't even know the name of it. You don't even know the name of it. If you were plugging it, you would have looked it up.
Yes, here's... It's
what? I'll tell you right now.
Why are you looking it up?
My Twitter, every time I have to sign in, why? Why won't it stay?
Let's move on. Let's talk about, you know, I don't want to dedicate this. I don't want, you know, because everybody's going to go, hey, he was trashing you. Yes. I wasn't trashing him.
Oh, my God.
I just want to know how he gets 150,000 listeners so I could do it myself. That's all.
Well, then you should have started the podcast with that and left out the word delusional, you fucking idiot.
I didn't.
If that's really what you wanted, if that was really your
okay,
goal.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. I made it. How?
Well, by the way, when I call you a fucking idiot, that is not a bad thing. That is not, I'm not trashing you at all. I'm just saying you're a fucking idiot, which, hey, some people are, some people aren't. It doesn't make you a good or bad person. You're just a fucking idiot.
Well, I'm not trashing the guy.
And
I
I'm
would
not
like
trashing
to know.
You.
Okay, I might have been an idiot. I might have went about it wrong. I'm just wondering, how does somebody get a 100?
I like fucking idiots. You know, for me, you know, pound for pound.
What are you still looking at? Don't I'm worry not. About it. Don't worry about it. Let's move on. I'm just
move on, you fucking idiot.
You could call...
No, I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Why do you keep? Why look at look? In the light, we got to look at the back of my neck because it.
I'm not looking again. I've looked 1,000 times.
No,
call
in the
Dr.
light.
Steve. Take a picture of it.
There's nothing. Is there anything there? Oh, let me tell you about Dr. Steve.
What?
Okay. All right. Hang. Enough. Let's move on.
Paul McCartney has 2 million followers, by the way, just in case you want.
That's all Paul McCartney has? 2 million?
Yeah, Sarah Silverman has. Like double the followers.
He's a Beatle.
I know.
He probably doesn't promote Twitter or try to do that much on Twitter, Paul. He's not really probably. He's probably not a big Twitter guy. You know, I think Paul McCartney has bigger and better things to do than worry about Twitter. Back in the heyday, please. Do you know when he was married to? Linda McCartney.
Okay, by the way, it's called the Paul Mercurio Show podcast. He's an ex-Wall Street lawyer. He's a comedian. He has an Emmy and a Peabody, okay? I think that's when he was writing on the Daily
Show.
Yeah. He does the Bob and Tom Show. He does HBO, Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld. I did it last night. His phone number. Oh, why would he?
Why would he? He didn't put his phone number. Oh, that's to call in the podcast?
I guess. I don't know.
We should call him and tell him we're talking about him. Say, we'd like to know, how do you get 150,000 listeners? Are you delusional or what?
That don't mean in a bad way.
What was I going to say to you?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, Dr. Steve.
Let me see. Okay.
Now, Dr. Steve.
Probably what you were going to say. Here's the thing.
Dr. Steve has been sending me a lot of nice emails saying how great you were on Letterman, how great the movie is, a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know he had a radio show on Sirius.
You didn't?
Did you know that?
Yes.
How'd you know that?
I knew it because he got it the same time we did.
No. He's had a show way before us.
Oh.
Weird Medicine.
Yeah. Same as his podcast, right?
Yeah, but he's had it for a long time.
Right.
So why do you think he got it when we got it?
Well, because I saw it on one of the things, on a tweet or something.
Well, anyhow, so I'm in my car, and I'm going through Sirius, and then Dr. Steve, right?
Right.
And then I had to pull over. I turned it off. I go, let me listen to this. So I turn it on because I never heard it. And the first thing I hear is, and Bonnie and Rich, he's talking about us. And then he says, but what really upsets me, now this was for his Labor Day show. He taped it earlier.
Yeah.
He said, what really upset me is, that Bonnie changed her name to Voss, so now all, you know, fantasies of I have are definitely gone now that...
Come on, are you joking?
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
That he said something like, "All you know, now there's no hope." He was saying, now there's no hope. So I told you he has a crush on you.
Well, can I just...
say for...
I mean, he's a friend of mine, but he still has a crush on you.
Okay, but when people have crushes sometimes, like, they just like women or they like something about them. Just the way that I like, the way that he might like you, he can't say, I have a crush on Rich Voss. That's too weird. Right? Well, but it's just like a fun sort of flirty way. Like, a lot of people think flirting is totally fine and acceptable. I might be one of those people. And you are not one of those people. You don't like flirting. You don't like when people use the L word. We don't say love in our marriage. Right? You don't like... I tried to hold your hand the other day. You said it interrupted with your Fitbit.
Yeah, because the Fitbit goes by your hand movement.
Yeah. So I'm just saying,
I don't want to throw my hand movement.
Within our marriage, you don't agree with... being flirty and...
To each other or other girls?
No, to each other even.
How do you flirt with each other? I'm not going to... How do I flirt with you? If I just say, let's go fool around, I don't...
Case in point, ladies and gentlemen. Case in point. So, but other people, they like to live their life with a little like... You know, sometimes, you know, that... You know that thing you do with guys where you kind of like little... Just a light ball busting with your gentleman friends before it gets into the real craziness at the cellar sort of stuff?
Yeah.
That's flirting, but you're just doing it with another man. If you were doing that with a woman, that would be considered flirting.
No.
That's what you're doing. That's like you're having fun with language and being silly, and it's fun, and it doesn't always mean it's sexual. And some people just like, for whatever reason, it's a fun thing to do to like sort of like have a fake crush on someone or something, you know? To be like, you know, it's
how
like
do you
a
always
thing.
Find a way out of these things and
well,
like
because
twist
I
want to
because I had
them.
I was having a fake fun crush on Greg Gutfeld. I have no designs to like, you know, not I don't even barely talk to him when I'm at the show.
No, because he doesn't talk to you. You would talk to him.
He does.
Well,
he does, but anytime I talk to anyone for too long, I really turn them off. I have an ability to
listen,
shut it all down. So
I'm a big fan of Dr. Steve. I even mentioned him on ONA. I talked to him, this and that. But
flirting is healthy. You're homosocial. You're homosocial.
I'm not homosocial. You keep using that word because that's a new word in your vocabulary.
Yeah, but I like it and I think it applies to you.
What's homosocial? Tell the people.
Tell the viewers.
Tell the listener.
The listener? Good, exactly.
I have a stomachache from not eating.
The only person listening right now is Dr. Steve. You know that, right? It's like, let's drop the pretense talk right to him.
That's what I'm going to name this podcast. Paul Mercurio, Dr. Steve.
Oh, very creative. I'm glad you brought it up in the podcast.
What?
Because, well, no, when that idea came into your head, it must have been like angels singing and stuff. I know what I'm going to call the podcast.
What?
I know you think right now this great idea might have a play on word or some, maybe there's a...
But listen, when you turn on the radio and the first thing you hear is, she took his last name, all of my hopes are out the window, okay? So he was hoping...
No, he's being funny. He's being... That's... It's just...
He's a doctor, he's not
silly,
a comedian.
I know, but he's still a...
A radio personality.
A charming radio personality.
Charming? Is that what you
would
call
him? Oh, my God. You're not allowed to say that now about
any
other
man. You've
never
heard him on radio, so how do you know
he's
charming?
No, I'm just saying, like, because I could tell just by what you said. I could tell just by what you told me that he said.
You and Dr. Steve have it going.
Why won't you think that I have something going with Greg Gutfeld? Like, why? I don't understand, like, why the Dr. Steve thing is... I think it's not that I pay attention to someone else. Like, you don't care if I pay attention to someone else. Really, what bothers you is if I get attention that you think you should be getting. Like, you're actually jealous that Dr. Steve is giving me attention when it could be going to you.
No.
That's the real jealousy.
No, that's not true.
That's the real jealousy.
Well, first of all, what's going on with you and Greg Gutfeld?
Oh, I just told you like 20 times that I have like a crush on him, whatever. And you're like, okay, Dr. Steve.
Wait a second. So you would let Greg Gutfeld finger bang you between like...
Never. Never in a million years.
Why? You have a crush on him.
It's a fun... It's not a real thing. It's a fake...
No, it's not fake. A crush is a crush.
No, it's not. That's where you're wrong, Mr. Literal. It is different. I'm married. I'm in a committed relationship. I love you. There, I said it. I said it, okay, and accept it.
Yeah.
Let somebody love you.
Love you. You're
let somebody love you.
Tell the truth. Right now.
Before it's too late.
If someone came and knocked on the door and handed you a check for $3 million, which would make you financially secure.
I know you don't like to hear
you,
this.
Would you move?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Come on. $5 million.
Rich, despite
the
issues that we have, I love you and I chose you.
I'm not lovable.
This is true. I'm a huge, I'm going to heaven. Okay.
Listen, my first wife left me. I'm not lovable.
Is this what the whole thing comes down to?
What?
Is that why you won't do nice things?
No, I do nice. I don't do nice things.
Are you going to bring up cleaning the house again?
What are you talking about?
That light half-hour clean that you did that you keep bringing up. Anytime anybody says anything.
I do nice things all the time, but I'm really not. I'm not affectionate.
You're argumentative.
I'm argumentative.
You're negative.
I'm delusional.
Not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way, though.
Guess what I'm going to call the podcast?
Delusional.
Paul Mercurio. Dr. Steve.
No, I'm calling it delusional.
Oh, my God. Who fucking stops? Whoa. I just thought of a title for this podcast. I see it in my head. Paul Mercurio. No slash, nothing. Just a space. Dr. Steve.
Listen, if the big guys are listening to this podcast.
Who's
like,
the big guys?
Like Rogan or Marin or Carolla. Tell me. Is it possible for Paul Mercurio to get 150,000 fucking downloads a week?
I'm not trashing the guy.
I'm asking Chris Hardwick, anybody who's big.
Chris Hardwick wouldn't even listen to you if you were standing next to him.
Why? Do you know him? Have you met him?
I went on a date with him.
Ugh. Did you make out with him?
I think I did. Yeah.
You'll fucking make out with anybody on a first date?
Well, it wasn't like a make out. It was like a little kiss at the end of the day.
Well, I asked you if you made out with him. You said yes.
I don't know. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Did he finger you?
No.
Did Chris Hardwick's finger...
Chris Hardwick's fingers have not been near my vagina. Did it go into your...
And you went on a date with him. What? Like, how did that go? What happened?
It wasn't great. We didn't connect, really. And then he was like, called me, and he was like, hey, you want to go out again, maybe Thursday? I was like, okay. And then Thursday came and went, and he didn't call. And I went to this bar, and he was there. And I was like, hey, I thought we were supposed to go out tonight. And he goes, I said maybe. That was his whole defense.
How long has he been doing? Is he a stand-up? He's a stand-up, right? Did he start off as a stand-up comic?
I don't know, because I think he did start off as a stand-up, and then he got that show with Jennifer... Or with Jenny McCarthy or whatever her name is.
What show?
Singled Out. He was like the co-host of Singled Out on MTV.
How long ago?
Really young. Years ago.
Oh, how long has he been doing it? He's been doing it a while?
Well, then I don't think he was a comedian during that time. Like, can you stop clicking your name?
Because I hear him on Sirius. He's got some funny bits.
Yes. Well, then after that show, I think he went through a bit of a slump.
Uh-huh.
And he got back into the comedy world, and it was hard for him to come back in because he was already sort of famous.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? It's hard to start. Like,
well, if you're famous and you're not a seasoned comic, then when you get back on stage, they expect you to be
And I think he felt like he had a lot of pressure to make. You know, there was not this outpouring of affection at the beginning.
But how is he?
Because people are like, oh, he got, you know, when people get success really early and you're like a little bit.
Is he like the biggest in the alternative scene? Is that like Chris Hardwick is the man in the alternative scene?
As far as a comedian goes?
It's just.
No, I think he's a well-respected comedian, but as far as the podcast goes, yeah.
Okay. Now, okay, so if Chris Hardwick, Marin, like I said, Rogan.
I'll tell you something interesting about Chris Hardwick. I was. I was at a gym next to a casting director once in New York, and like on a treadmill. She
knew who I was or whatever. And we started talking. And I was like, what are you working on? She said, oh, we're working on this thing for MTV and we need this host. I go, what kind of host are you looking for? And I wasn't like looking for me or anything. That makes it sound like I was like, oh, so who do you think? But she said, you know, like a Chris Hardwick type. And at the time, Chris had just started getting back into the comedy scene. I was like, I think he's available. And she was like, she made a face like, ugh.
Like they want him.
But now, look how huge, I mean.
He's big, right? He's big
yes,
now.
Yes, yes. Now she's probably like.
Does he have a, he has a TV show.
Isn't that funny? Like Cassie, like yeah. they're delusional.
Well, that's
they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, same with Wendy Liebman when they wanted to do her sitcom, Wendy.
Well, this would be a great story if Wendy Liebman was.
What?
Had a huge, successful television show now.
Well, Wendy Liebman is doing pretty well
she
on.
She just got kicked off of.
She got kicked off?
Yeah.
America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just read a Facebook post that said.
Well, how far did she go?
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to the show.
She's very funny.
She's one of the greats.
She really is very funny. She's one of my favorites.
I agree.
Wendy Liebman, one of my favorites. So. What I'm saying is, if any of the big guys out there, or gals, Aisha Tyler, big podcast, who else, you know, you look at them. There's some big ones. Night Vale. Welcome to Night Vale. They're like number one all the time, whoever the fuck they are.
Okay, yeah, that's they're not that interviewing is? Comedians and stuff.
What is that?
That's a narrative.
What is that?
I mean, they're telling a story.
They're in comedy. They're number one in comedy.
Yeah, I think they tell a story every week.
Oh, yeah? Well, if anybody,
Night Vale.
Tell me how, who's that? Is that Dr. Steve?
Oh. Thanks for having me on your 400,000 download podcast.
Yeah, Tammy, 400,000. Anyhow, we are going to wrap this up. Big guys, let me know how to get 150,000 listeners. We didn't get to talk about your Letterman spot.
It's fine. All I wanted to just say was I know I look stupid.
You didn't look stupid.
I was wearing an outfit. I got a lot of flack for it. It looked like a...
No, two people on Twitter probably.
It did look like a tracksuit of some kind. No, it was too matchy-matchy. But whatever. You make these decisions at the last minute. You don't know what you're doing.
You look...
It's hard to decide.
You look stunning on TV.
Thank you, Richard.
You looked... Beautiful.
It's hard to come up with a word, huh?
You look amazing.
That's not what I was looking for. I just wanted to say, like, you know, but I do agree that it was not the greatest outfit. But I you know, who? That's not my thing. My thing is jokes.
You told great jokes. I'm gonna go. I have a golf lesson today, and I'm gonna go play around the golf after it. I'm going to go to Walmart probably. I haven't been there in a couple days. Figure out what this burn on the back of my neck is. It's weird whenever I touch it. This weekend, we're both at Stand Up New York. Well, Bonnie's there Friday. I'm there Friday and Saturday. Then the following week. I'll let you know. Download the movie, Women Aren't Funny. Listen to our radio show Tuesday nights. Next week, we'll be doing it Monday.
That's confusing. We're doing it Monday. I have to go to D.C. on Tuesday, or to Hartford.
Hartford. And, folks, that's all.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.